So again, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Having just prayed the psalm, any reflections on it as a prayer? One of my reflections of is that it's sort of good for all seasons.
Is it 142 you said?
It could be 142 or 143, depending. Oh, I didn't bring your Bible.
That's okay. That's
right. Yeah, you know what? Use this one, and I have another one.
No.
Yeah, here. So it's 143 in there.
No, I'm 143.
Yeah. It is in time of trouble. It's in time of penitence. It's asking for direction. It's hopeful. So it doesn't really fit in any one category like some of them do, but I also thought, you know, considering where it is liturgically, this is the last psalm of the six psalms that in a full liturgical schedule you would pray every day. And this is the one that would sort of, you're really focusing. I think I mentioned early on that when the six psalms are done traditionally, all lights are extinguished, all movement stops. It's just intense focus. And this is the last of those. So this is the one you're going to sort of carry the most fresh with as we go forward. So just some of my reflections of it as a prayer.
Who's the enemy? We're always talking about the enemy. Who's the enemy?
You know, it's interesting. It really can be anything.
I mean, he had more, it says Psalm of David at the top.
Right.
And he had the problem with his
right
son and all, but I mean, it's got to be more than that. And what does S-E-L-A-H mean after number six?
That was that pause or transition word. It was like an instruction to the musician.
Oh, that's right.
We'll go back to the enemy because it's an important question. What are the options to us? Who might the enemy be as we pray this?
Well, anybody who says yes to the devil, who's on the devil's evil side.
Mm-hmm. So it could be the devil himself.
Or other people.
Or other people who are
right.
Acting in that way right. Of evil. What are their options in terms of enemy?
Well, you know, it could be thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Our own temptations.
Yeah.
Which, of course, are in line with the devil, but sometimes we don't need a lot of help from him. We do all the work ourselves. So, in a sense, it's us, but it's the evil temptation within us. Yeah. Could it be an earthly difficulty, a sickness?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A spiritual sickness.
Spiritual sickness, yeah.